Today, sharing the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Nun Hei. Baruch Hashem, we're getting very close to the end of Masechta, one more Daf after today, and we are beginning today Nun Hei Omid Aleph, about 7 lines down, responding to a proof against Rav Acha Bar Chanina that we learned yesterday. Today, we're learning Lili Nishmas Ilana Devora Bas Ahuva Ita, a young lady who's undergoing a procedure today. Be'ezus Hashem, it should be successful, and she should have a Refuah Shleima B'Sosha Chola Yisro. So yesterday we brought down a proof against Rav Achar Bar Chanina's Shita that said that we would make separate trumpet blasts. We would blow on the tkios separately, 9 tkios blasts for every Korban Musaf that was brought. Even if you had, for example, Rosh Chodesh Shabbos during Rosh Hashanah, you would have 3 times, according to Rav Achar Bar Chanina, blasts, so you'd have 27 blasts. And yesterday we had said Tiyufta, the Rabbi Acha Bar Chanina Tiyufta, because we brought down a Braisa where Rava Bar Shmuel taught us, based upon the Pasuk, it says Uvroshecha Chechem, that is a proof against this idea. So the Gemara is now going today explain Nunhei Yom Adalev, 7 lines down from the top, my Talmud, what was this drasha that we brought down yesterday from the Pasuk Uvroshecha Chechem, that it proves that we only blow one set of blasts per day, even though there are multiple Korban Musafs that are brought. So Amar Abaye explains this drasha as follows. The Pasuk tells us, Amar Kro Uvroshecha Chechem, the Pasuk tells us, specifically, Uvroshei Chotchechem. It means Hokshu Kol Chadoshim Kulam Zelazeh. Abai says that all the Rosh Chodeshes are the same. So every Rosh Chodesh is just Rosh Chodesh. One exception being Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, which is also Rosh Hashanah. But this pasuk teaches us that all the Rosh Chodeshes should be treated the same way. Whether there's one Musaf or 2 Musafim, you still have only one set of blasts that are blown. One time you blow for the Korban Musaf, each day, even if more than one Musaf is brought. That's Abaye's understanding of this Pasuk of Rosh Chodeshechem. Rav Ashi has a different understanding. Rav Ashi Amar, the Pasuk tells us Rosh Chodeshechem. It says Chodeshechem, which is spelled without necessarily pronouncing it as plural. It could be pronounced Chodeshechem, your in singular month. But Rosh is definitely plural. Uksiv Rosh in the beginnings, that's with an S at the end, that's plural. So you have one word, Rosh, that is plural. The other word, Chod Sheichem, which could be pronounced Chod Sheichem, which is singular. So Rav Ashi says, we darshan it this way. Ezer Chodesh Sheesh Lo Shtei Roshim, Hevi Omer Ezer Roshana. Which of the Rosh Chodeshes has 2 Rosh to it, has 2 beginnings to it? That's Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, which is Rosh Chodesh for Tishrei. It's also Rosh Hashanah for the whole year. And nevertheless, V'yomer Rachmona, Chod Shechem, counted as 1, Chod Shechem, and therefore that's the drasha Chadhi. This is to teach us that even though you have more than 1 Korban Musaf being brought, you only blow the blast 1 time. This was the Tiyufta that Rava Bar Shmuel brought down in the Braisa against Rav Acha Bar Chanina Tiyufta. Now the Gemara says, I'll slug it up 1 more time. This Braisa that we're about to bring down also slugs up Rav Acha Bar Chanina. V'o Tanya, another Braisa teaches us, B'cholo Shomoy, on Cholomoy, Barishon Mayomrim. Now this Braisa is going to go through the various Shiras that they sang when they brought the Korban Musaf each day of the Yontif of Sukkis. So I'm not going to go through it in detail. You see, there's some long Rashis over here explaining why each specific Shira was sung on that day. That's not really the essence or the purpose of our Gemara. Our Gemara is going to show you that when there was Shabbos and Sukkot, so then we only sang 1 Shira and not 2. And therefore, this is another Rai against Rav Acha Bar Chanina. If you would blow the blast for multiple Musafim, so then you should sing multiple Shiros. For the fact that we only sing 1 Shira, it's a right that we don't blow multiple blasts. We just blow 1 blast for the Korban Musafs of that day. In any event, the Braisa tells us on the first day of Chol HaMoed. It doesn't tell us what the first day of Sukkot actually the Shir was, but it starts off with Chol HaMoed. In Eretz Yisrael, of course, there's only one day, first day of Yom Tov, and then you start off with the 6 days of Chol HaMoed. So there's 6 Shiras that this Pasuk is going to tell us. B'chol Shomoy Barishon Mayomrim. What would they say on the first day? They were singing the Shir of Havu Lashem B'nei Elim. Now, why was this Shira specifically chosen? So again, Rashi goes through in greater detail. Well, at least I'll just give you the Rashi tables. I'll just give you a very short explanation. And he says that this entire Mizmor goes on the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. and speaks about the kovod, the oz of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it also speaks about Kol Hashem al Hamoyim, and this is regards to the Nisa Chamayim. On the second day, B'sheni Mayomrim, what shir did they sing on the second day? V'lo Rosha Omar Elokim. They were singing this capital, and this capital, V'lo Rosha Omar Elokim. So this entire Mizmah, Rashi also tells us, deals with Divrei Kivushin, with difficult things, Heim L'Nesofim L'Azorah, for the Klai Yisrael that's in the Azorah, for the Yontif, and for the Simchas HaShoeva, and basically tells Klai Yisrael, you better do tshuva. If you're coming over here, the only purpose of coming over here is to do tshuva. It also deals with the mitzvah of Bal Tiachah that you shouldn't delay. Sukkos is the third of the Shlosh Regalim. You have Pesach, you have Shavuos, and then you have Sukkos. And in the cycle, there is an opinion that says that you're only over Bal Tiachah, delaying and bringing a carbon, for example, if you've gone through the entire cycle in that order. So therefore, this pasuk deals with Larishayim, Amar Elokim. Hashem says, why aren't you doing what you're supposed to do? Furthermore, on the third day, Bashlishi Mayomrim, which Shira they sing, Miyokum Li Imreyim. Another capital of Tillim. And this capital of Tillim, Rashi says, in his opinion, he gives several opinions, he says, Miyokum Li is Medaberis al Tsoroson, Shiyom Shubadim, Bebayesheni, Tachas Malchi Praras, Malchi Yovan, Malchi Roman. It's one of those terrible subjugations that the Jewish people had during the Bayesheni. The Afal Pi came, and nevertheless, Einon Nimnoim Milismach Simchas Besa Shoeva. We enjoyed still, even despite the persecutions, the Simchas Besa Shoeva. So that's what this capital refers to. Much more Ayin and Rashi. Barvi Mayomim, what Shira did they sing on the fourth day of Chol HaMoed? So they would sing Binu Boarim Ba'om. And this capital tells us that with all the bounty that you get from the harvest, the person should still understand, they should have Bina, that they must take off the proper portions and give them to the appropriate people as well as to the poor people. So therefore, this pasuk is appropriate towards the end of Sukkot when people are getting ready to go home. On the fifth day of Chol HaMoed, Bachamishi, what song did they sing on the fifth day? Ayomrim, they would say the capital, Hasirosi Mesevel Shichmo. Rashi explains this is Divrei Tanchumim, this is words of comfort. After the Musa that was just given, so there's a Nechama, similar to after we have the three difficult Haftorahs of Paranusa during the 3 weeks, and then we have the Sheva de Nechemta. So this pasuk, this capital, deals with Nechama for Klai Yisrael. And finally, on the sixth and last day of Chol HaMoed, Bashishi Mayomrim, what song would they sing on the sixth day? So they would sing Yimotu Komoz Le'aretz, this capital. And this capital deals that the poor person, Oni V'Rosh, hits Diku. And this is the fact that they gave the appropriate maestros to exhort the people at Matzichak, Shebechol Shonim, Bnei Gezel, Matnos Aniyim. Because this could lead to a klala for Klai Yisrael and lead to famine. So therefore, you have to make sure that you do things properly. Otherwise, imotu komos le'aretz, the world will fall apart. The basis of the world will fall apart. Now, here's the point that we're trying to make. V'imchol Shabbos b'yechad mehem. If Shabbos is not the first day of Sukkot, so then you're not going to have 6 days of pure Chol HaMoed. One day will be Chol HaMoed and Shabbos. And we don't sing two shiras that day. V'imchol Shabbos b'yechad mehem. So then we don't say the last kapito, imotu yidocha. This song that was sung on the sixth day, so that will be pushed aside because one of the days during the 6 days of Chol HaMoed will be Shabbos. You won't sing the song for that day, but you'll sing the song for Shabbos instead. So therefore, you have one extra one of these kapitlov. So the last one, the Braisa tells us, so we leave aside saying the last one. That gets pushed aside. That is extra. But don't say Shabbos and one of these shiros. Now, there is the version that we just had in the Braisa, and that is what Rav Safra said. Rav Safra, manach b'hu simone hum bahi. He made a mnemonic for these six songs. The first letter of each song he used as part of this mnemonic because he held that this was the order that we say it in. So the hey, for example, would be Havul Hashem b'nei Elim. So then the vav would be Vila Rosha Omar Elokim. That's the vav. Then the mem would be Mi Yakum Li Imrayim. Next one is the Beis, Binu Boarim Ba'am. The next one is the Hey, Hasirosi Misevo Shichmo. And the last one is the Yud, Yimotu Komoz De Aretz. So the order that we just had, Rav Safra said, is the correct order. He made this mnemonic, Hum Bahi, for it. Whereas, on the other hand, Rav Papa, he switched around the Kapitlach that we say on the fourth and the fifth day of Chol HaMoed, Rav Papa Manach Bhu Simona, so Hum Havi, he switched around, again, the order of the fourth and the fifth one, so the Beis and the Hay were switched around according to Rav Papa. how you're supposed to remember which one Rav Safra said and which one Rav Papa said. So it had a mnemonic for that too. The Simonach, the way you remember this is Am Buha de Safri. And Am Buha de Safri was an expression that they were familiar with. This was the teacher's group of people. Rashi says, Gidude Anoshim Venoshim Rigilim Lahalech Bimavui Shomulam De Tinokos. This was the people would go to the area where the school was. So this was an expression, Am Buha de Safre. And therefore, Am Buha sounds an awful lot like the word Hum Bahi. Am Buha sounds like Hum Bahi. And therefore, it was said by Safre. That's Rav Safra. So therefore, this was a good mnemonic. In any event, the bottom line is, we see that we don't do two shiras on Shabbos Chol HaMoed. We just do the shir for Shabbos, and we push aside the shir for Chol HaMoed. So this is a raya against Rav Acha Bar Chanina, that we don't have separate blasts for each Korban Musaf. We just do one set of blasts for all the Korban Musaf, another Tiyufta, the Rav Acha Bar Chanina, Tiyufta. Now the Gemara says, granted, we've just several times proven Rav Acha Bar Chanina wrong, but Rav Acha Bar Chanina seemed to bring down a raya. What do we do with his raya? V'hol Rabbi Acha Bar Chanina kro masnisa kamar. After all, we had a brisa. The brisa that we brought down, that Rav Acha Bar Chanina brought down, seemed to say that you specifically blow a separate blast for each Korban Musaf, and he had a pasuk to support it. So what do we do with his raya? So Amar Ravina. Ravina says, Lomar, the pasuk that he brought down, uvnei Aaron HaKohenim yisu b'chatzotzros, so he said, the extra time it tells us this, it didn't need to tell us that, it said Utkat Mechatzos, we already had. So why does it say Yisku Mechatzos? So he had said that was Lomar Yisku. He brought down the Bryce and it says Yisku, and he darshened that. That means Hakol Lefiyah Musafim Token. So what do we do with that Raya? It was a good Raya. So Ravina tells us that Raya was Lomar Shemarichim Bitkios, that you elongate the blast when you have two Musafim being brought, so that both of them can be brought during the blast. Rabbanim the Kesari, so they had a different answer. Those Rabbanim, they said in Mishmei de Rav Acha, they said in the name of Rav Acha, this is not Rav Acha Bar Chanina, this is a different Rav Acha, so they said, Amre, Lomar Shamar Bebetokim, to demonstrate that there's more than one Korban Musaf, so they had more people blowing on the shofar. They normally had two, so they would increase the number to two. You'll have to increase it to any number. You have to have the minimum of two, but you can increase it to more. So on a day that they had more than one Musaf, so they would bring more people to blow on the Chatzotzros, and in this way, they showed that there was an extra Musaf, but not that they blew separate blasts. Okay, so this was the discussion of Rav Acha Bar Chanina. We slugged him up, and we explained the raya that he brought in either one of these two fashions, either like Ravina said, or the Rabbanon de Kisari. Now the Gemara tells us, Banan de Islan Tre Yome Hechi Avdino. Now we in Chutz Laretz, Nebuch Mitzvah, we shall go up to Eretz Yisrael, Mitzvah Shem. So in Chutz Laretz, we have 2 days of Yontif. So we only have 5 days of Chol HaMoed. We don't have 6 days of Chol HaMoed because we have 2 days of Yontif at the beginning, and then we have 2 days of Yontif at the end. And then we have 5 days of Chol HaMoed there, so they have 6 days of Chol HaMoed. So we, who only have five shiros to sing on Chol HaMoed, even though we don't sing them in the Beis HaMikdash, obviously this was sung in the Beis HaMikdash, but when we have the Keneged that in our davening, so we only have 5 days, not 6 days, which one do we leave out of the six? When we daven Musaf, which day is not said? So Gemara is now going to bring down three opinions. Abaye Amar, Abaye is the first opinion. He says, Sheni Yedocha. We don't say the second day. What do we mean by this? So Rashi brings down that on the second day of Yontif in Chutz Laretz, we consider that to have the same halachos as the first day of Yontif, because Sveka de Yoma. So therefore, you can't say anything that relates to Chol HaMoed on the second day Yontif Sheni Sholgolius, because that would degrade or denigrate the fact that we're considering it and treating it as Yontif. So therefore, on the second day, you can't say Ubayom HaSheni. And therefore, that's the kapitel that is left out. So the practical ramification of this is, since we don't sing the Shira, we just bring in our davening the equivalent of the Korban Musaf by saying the psukim for that day. So on the second day, it's not appropriate for us to say, maybe it's the first day of Chol HaMoed, maybe it's really Yontif Rishon because of Sveka de Yoma, so we just mentioned Yontif on the second day. And therefore, the second day is the one that's deleted. Rava disagrees with Abaye. Rava Mar Shvi'itcha, he says, no, the last one. You don't say it on the seventh day, so it's the last one. It would be the last day that we leave out. We say up until then, each day, 1 day, and the last one is the one that's left out. There's only 5 days instead of 6 days. And the Gemara brings a brisa to support this view of Rava. Tanya Havasi the Rava. Imchol Shabbos Lios Biechad Mehem. So we just learned that if Shabbos comes out, so we said, we leave out the last day. Yimotu Yidacha. So therefore, just like there, we left out the last day. So too over here, in Musaf, we leave out the last day. Because maybe, again, the last day of Sukkot, which is a Sveika Diyoma. Maybe it's really Shmini Atzeres, but maybe it's Hoshana Rabbah, so therefore we leave out the last one. So Abaye says you leave out the second day because of the suffix of the first day of Yontif, and Rava says you leave out the last day because maybe Sveik of the Yontif for the last day of Yontif. Fine. We have a third opinion, the opinion of a Meimer. What did a Meimer do? Askin a Meimer bin Ardoi, the Midalge de Luge. What a Meimer set up in Ardoi, where he lived, was that they would actually Midalge de Luge, they would. Now, this is a funny terminology. It means, the medalgi means to skip, but it means that they went backwards. In other words, they did two every day. And this is how we do the lanings on Chol HaMoed Sukkos and Chutz La'aretz. In Eretz Yisrael, they just do the same exact laning four times. Amazing. They'll lane the same thing, Bayom HaSheni, and they'll lane that paragraph four times. But we in Chutz La'aretz, so we don't do that. When we have the first day of Chol HaMoed, we say, maybe it's really the second day of Yom Tov, not the third day of Yontif, because maybe the first day was really not Yontif, and what we called Yontif Sheni Shogolius was really the first day, so now this, what we're counting is the third day of Yontif, may really be the second day of Yontif. So we in the laning, we read, Kohen will get Bayom HaSheni, the Levi will get Bayom HaShlishi, the third Aliyah, the four Aliyahs on Chol HaMoed, so the third Aliyah will get Bayom Revi'i, and then Midalge Daluge, you go back and you read, since it's a Sveika de Yoma, you read Bayom HaSheni uVayom HaShlishi. So that's what a Meimer set up, that you can read more than one. So in Chutz La'aretz, you'll take care of all the possibilities. Maybe it's the second day, maybe it's the third day, and then you read them both. So therefore, that's what a Meimer set up in Ardoi. That concludes the discussion and also concludes Amud Aleph, and we now turn to Nun Hei Amud Beis with another Mishnah. And the Mishnah tells us, Yom Tov HaRishon Shel Chag, on the first day of Sukkot, we have a certain number of korbanos. As I mentioned previously, the korbanos go down. There are 70 Purim that are brought over Sukkot, Kineged the Shivim Amim, and the Gemara will discuss that a little bit at the end of this Mishnah. And each day, they brought one less par. So on the first day of Yontif, there were 13 Purim. On the second day, there were 12. The third day, there were 11. The fourth day, there were 10. The fifth day, there were 9. The sixth day, there were 8. And on the seventh day, there were 7. And if you add this all up, if you start from 13, add 12, add 11, add 10, add 9, add 8, add 7, it adds up to 70. Now, how do they bring the korbanos? So the mishmaros, of all the mishmaros, participated on Sukkot in bringing these korbanos of Musaf for the Chag. So in addition to the Purim, which went down, as we just pointed out, every day one, there were also 14 kvasim that were brought every day. There were 2 elim, and there was 1 sawyer. So every day you had this base number of korbanos, the 14 kvasim, 2 elim, and 1 sawyer, and then you had a decreasing number of Purim every day. So normally, the Mishmar that was serving in the Beis HaMikdash, they took care of all the work. They were divided up into 6 Batei Av, and on Sunday, the group that was the Sunday Beis Av for that Mishmar did all the Korbanos on Sunday. On a regular week, the Monday Beis Av did all the Monday Korbanos, and on Shabbos, that entire Beis Av worked. There was also overlap with the next Beis Av. This has been discussed elsewhere. But on the Yom Tovim, so then all the Batei Avos of all the Mishmaros came to the Beis HaMikdash, and originally there were 8 Mishmaros that Moshe Rabbeinu set up, and then David and Shlomo, they subdivided it further, so there were 24 Mishmaros, and that's the number that we're going to be working with. So you have these Korbanos that have to be divided up amongst the 24 Mishmaros. The Gemara is going to tell us that they went around in order. They didn't have one Mishmar do all the Korbanos, and then they stopped, and then another Mishmar did it, but they rotated. So you're going to have these 70 Purim that are being brought on Yontif. It's going to be divided by 24 Mishmaros. 24 into 70 is not a perfect number. 24 Mishmaros, if each one did 3 Purim, that would be 72 Purim, but there are only 70 Purim, so you're going to have 22 of the Mishmaros that brought 3 Purim each over the Yontif, and 2 of the Mishmaros only brought 2 Purim. Now, they also took turns bringing all the korbanos. So every day you'd have the korbanos that were brought. Each mishmar would bring 1 korban of the multiple korbanos that was brought. And since the Purim went down, so the cycle went through each day. and they picked up where the last shift of the 24 stopped, so that day the next shift would start. And they would go through these korbanos. Again, there would be the 14 kvasim, the 2 elim, the 1 sawyer, and the decreasing number of parmen. They would go round and round through the mishmaros, giving every mishmar an equal chance during the yontif. So that's what the Mishnah tells us. Yom HaRishon Shel Chag, on the first day of Sukkis, they would have the baseline korbanos plus the parim. So Yusham Shlosha Asar Parim. On the first day, there were 13 parim, plus the Elim Shnaim, the 2 Elim, the Sar Echa, the 1 Sar, and they also had the 14 Kvasim. So they went through this, Nishtairusham Arba Asar Kvasim, Lishmona Mishmaros. If you counted the parim is 13, the Elim is 2, that's 15, the Sar is 1, that's 16. So you now had 16 of the Mishmaros each bringing one of these korbanos, and you're left with the 14 kvasim. Now, there are 8 mishmaros left that didn't yet work on the first day, so they had to bring the rest of these kvasim amongst themselves. So these 8 mishmaros divided up to 14. If you divide it up, obviously 8 doesn't go into 14 an even number. So 6 of these mishmaros did 2 of the kvasim, so therefore that's 12, and then of the remaining 2 of the 8 mishmaros, they each did 1. And then we continue the next day, and you pick up where the last one left off. That's where the next one starts. So Biyom HaRishon, this is how they were divided up. Shisha Makrivim Shnayim Shnayim. 6 of these remaining 8 Mishmaros would each bring 2 of the remaining Kvasim. And Vashar, the other 2 Mishmaros, Echod Echod. They would each bring 1. The same thing would continue on the next day. They would keep on going around and around. Wherever they left off, that Mishmar was the last one to bring. So the next one would start off. So B'Sheni, the second day, there would be one less par, so instead of being 8 mishmaros left at the end of the day, there would be 9 mishmaros left at the end of the day, because you only had 12 parim. So you had to divide up the remaining 14 kvasim, now not amongst 8 mishmaros, but among 9 mishmaros. So of these 8, chamisha makrivim shnayim shnayim, 5 of these 8 would bring 2 of the 14 kvasim, that brings you up to 10, and then the other 4 would bring each one of the kvasim to make the 14 total. Bashar echod echod. Similarly, on the 13th day, there was one less par. You now were dealing with 11 parim being brought. So instead of having 9 mishmaros to do the 14, you're now going to have 10 mishmaros to do the 14. So by shlishi, they would do that 4 of these 9 mishmaros would do 2. That would give you 8. And you had to bring 6 more. So the other remaining mishmaros, those 6 more, makrivim shnayim shnayim. And Vashar Echad Echad, the 4 Mishmaros would bring 2 each, and then the remaining 6 Mishmaros would bring 1 each. So you had 8 plus 6, that's the 14. Baravi, the same thing would happen again. You had one less par, so therefore there'd be one more Mishmar. So Shlosha, 3 of those remaining Mishmaros would bring 2 each, so that would get you up to 6, and the remaining 8 Mishmaros, Vashar Echad Echad, would each bring 1. Same thing on the 5th day, Bachamishi, you had one less par, so now you'd have, of the remaining Mishmaros, to bring the 14 kvasim, shnayim makrivim shnayim shnayim, 2 of them would bring 2, so that gets you up to 4, and then of the remaining 10 kvasim, hashar, the 10 mishmaros, echod echod, each one would bring 1. Similarly, bashishi, the same exact thing, you had one less par, so there'd be one more mishmar that would not have brought a par, so echod makriv shnayim, 1 of the remaining mishmaros would bring 2, and then that would be 2 of the 14 kvasim, so you have 12 left. The Shar, the other 12 Mishmaros, Echad Echad, each would bring 1. And finally, on the 7th day of Sukkis Bashvi, now Kulam Shavim, there would be 14 Mishmaros left, and each one would bring 1. Oh, worked out fine. What about Shmini Atzeres? Bashmini, that's Chag Bifnei Atzmo, as we already mentioned, the famous Pazer Koshev. So they didn't continue and bring only 6 parim on that day. They had 1 par, and therefore Chazu L'Pais Kibir Regolim. So they would do a separate pious to see which Mishmar would get the honor of bringing that day's Musafim. Ah. Finally, the Mishnah tells us what I've already mentioned. Amru Mishi Ikri Parim Ayam. They didn't have anybody repeat the parim. They would go through the number of parim each day. So on the first day, they had 13 parim. And the next day, so they started from shifts 1 through 13 on the first day. So the next day, the parim started on shift number 14. So the mishmar number 14 would go and then start the parim. Now, there were 12 on the second day. So therefore, you actually went to the first Mishmar again got to do with the second day also. So the first Mishmar in the cycle got to do with both the first day and the second day. That's the exception to the rule. Everybody else only did Purim on one day, and then they didn't bring any Purim the next day. That's what the Mishnah is telling us. Fine, let's start the Gemara. Gemara says, Neimu Masnisin Rebihi L'Rabbanan. It seems that the authorship of our Mishnah can only be attributed to Rebbe and not the Rabbanan. What is this machlokes in Rebbe and the Rabbanan? The Tanya, because we learned in the Braisa. Par Habo Bishmini, that par that is brought as part of Shmini Atzeres, it was only one par that was brought on that day, so that par that is brought on Shmini Atzeres, the Braisa says, Batchilo Mefaisin Alav, that they did a pious to see which one of the 24 Mishmaros would be having the Zchus to go bring the par on that day. This is the opinion of Rebbe. So Rebbe holds, like on Mishnah, that they did a separate pious. It said Beferish on the Shmini, Chazul Lefayis Kibir Regalim. So therefore, our Mishnah seems in accord with Rebbe, but it doesn't seem in accord with the Chachamim. They argued with Rebbe, the Chachamim Amrim, no, that there were two Mishmaros, as I pointed out. There were 70 Parim, and you had 24 Mishmaros. So 24 goes into 70, not an even number. So it goes in 22 and two remainder. So 22 of the Mishmaros got to bring three Parim. And then two of the Mishmaros only got to bring two Parim. So the Chacham say, as a makeup for those two Mishmaros that didn't get to bring three Parim, so when you had one more Par to do on the very last day, on Shmini Atzeres, so one of those two shifts brought the last Par to try to even things out a little bit. The Chacham Amrim, Achas Mishtei Mishmaros, that didn't bring three Parim during the first 7 days of Sukkos, the Lo Shilshu, they didn't bring three Parim, the Lo Shilshu Ba Parim, so they would have the opportunity, Osa, they would be the ones that would bring the par on Shmini Atzeres. One of those two, Osa, Oso, they would get the opportunity to do this. So it looks like our Mishnah is going like Rebbe and not like the Chachamim. So the Gemara says, no, Afilu Tam Rabbanan. Our Mishnah could be perfectly in accord with the Rabbanan. Why? Because how did they decide which of those last two would get to do it? Didn't they do a lottery? Atu Shtei Mishmaros, Lo Afuse Boy, they also did a pious. So when our Mishnah said that you made a pious on the eighth day, when the Mishnah said, Bishmini Chazru Lefayis Kibir Regalim, so they did a pious, not for all 24, but just between the last two Mishmaros. Now the Gemara asks, Kiman Ozlo Hodetanya, which opinion goes with the following Braisa? The Braisa says, Kala Mishmaros Shonos Mishal Shlosh, that every one of the Mishmaros, the 24 Mishmaros, each of them did two and then three Parim. They each did one, then they did two, then they did three. That's what it means. Shonos and Mishashos, they get a chance to do a second one, they got a chance to do a third one. Chutz, except for Mishnei Mishmaros, Shishonos, that they got a chance to do a second one, they ain't Mishashos, they didn't get a chance to do a third one. No, obviously, name a Rebbe below Rabbanon. This clearly holds like the opinion of Rebbe, and not like the opinion of the Rabbanon, because the Rabbanon said that one of the Mishmaros also did, these last two remaining Mishmaros also did a third power in Shmini Atzeres, where it says, no, Afilu Tam Rabbanan. This Braisa could even be in accord with the opinion of the Rabbanan. When it said that the Chutz Mishnei Mishmaros Shishonos Ve'ein Mishal Shlosh, what does it mean, She'ein Mishal Shlosh? My Lo Shil Shalu. It means Bapari Achad. Yeah, they got a consolation prize to do the power of Shmini Atzeres, but they still only did two during Sukkot. So therefore, Lav Dafka, this Braisa only goes according to Rebbe, but this Braisa could go according to the Chachamim as well. So what's the Chiddush then? Well, Michael Mashulon, if it's just telling us the math, so what's the Chiddush? So why would it tell us the math? So Mar says, no, there's a big Chiddush. Hakam Mashulon, so the Chiddush of this is, said, Mishikr Parm Hayom, Lo Yakr Lamachar, El Chosrin Chalila. That was the last line of the Mishnah, to tell us that you went around to make sure that no Mishmar really did two in a row, except again, we mentioned the first Mishmar got to bring a par on day one, and a par on day two, because there were 25 Parim in the first 2 days, so one Mishmar had to bring it twice. So other than that, nobody did Purim on two consecutive days. That's what the Chiddush is. Now the Gemara tells us, Nagirsa we have is Rabbi Eliezer, but it should be Rabbi Elazar. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar tells us, Hani Shivim Purim Kenegi Mi. I've already mentioned this. What are these 70 Purim that are brought, starting off with 13 and ending off with 7, each day decreased by 1 during Sukkot? What are they corresponding to? Kenegi Mi. So the Gemara tells us, Kenegi Shivim Umos. It's against the 70 nations of the world. So Gemara says, and what is the last day Shmini Atzeres, the one par? That's Keneged what? Par Yechidi on Shmini Atzeres, Loma. What is that Keneged? That's Keneged Kla Yisrael. Keneged Uma Yechida. We are a singular nation, and we don't fit into the 70 nations of the world, so therefore we get our own par. And it brings a beautiful marshal. Marshal, a melech boss, an earthly king. Shomel Avod, Allah Avodav. He tells his servants, listen, Asuli Suda Gdola, make for me a very big Suda, a big, big meal. We're going to have a fancy meal. But the last day, Liyom Achron, he says, listen, let's have a little quiet meal. Amar Liyo Habab. The first days is for all of his avodim. So that's he's thanking them. He makes a big suda for them. But then the last day, he tells the people that he loves the most, Amar Liyo Havav, no, let's have a little quiet, intimate dinner. Asuli Su'uda Kitana. Let's have a little small meal. Kidei Shei Hanem Mimcha. So I can enjoy your company. And a big banquet, a big feast. So then you don't get a chance to really enjoy the company of everybody. There's too many people. So that's the 70 part. On the last day, Shemini Atzeres, that's a special yontif for Klal Yisrael. Stay an extra day. Give me private time, so to say, with you, Klal Yisrael. Amar Yochanan. Yochanan said, Oy lehem l'olde kochavim. I mentioned this the other day. It's a very, very powerful Gemara. Rav Yochanan is telling us, Oy, these goyim, if they only knew, Oy lehem l'olde kochavim, woes to them. She'ibdu, they destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, and they didn't realize what they destroyed. In Yodim, Mash'ibdu, they have no idea the damage they did to themselves, never mind to the world. Mash'ibdu, what they lost. Because, Bizman She'Beis HaMikdash Kayim, when the Beis HaMikdash was around, so these 70 Parim were Mechaper for them. Mizbeach Mechaper Aleim, these 70 Parim brought them some sort of an atonement, and they destroyed it. Ba'achshav, Mi Mechaper Aleim, now they have no means of Kapara, so woe is to them. If they'd only known, I wrote down Mepharshim that say, if the Goyim only knew the importance of the Beis HaMikdash for them, they would not only have not destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, they would have put guards around the Beis HaMikdash to protect the Beis HaMikdash. Now we go to the next Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us, B'shlosh Brachim Hashanah, three times during the year, during the Shlosh Regalim, how you call Mishmaros Shavos. All the Mishmaros work together. As I mentioned, normally there was a week on for that Mishmar. It was divided up to six Batei Av. And then on Shabbos, the entire Mishmar worked. And that's the way it went through the 24 Mishmaros. Except when it came to the weeks of the Shlosh Regalim, so then everybody came into work. How you call them Mishmaros Shavos? But not in everything. They're only equal, they're only Shavos, in regards to the division of Be'emurei HaRegalim, the special Emurim that were brought because of the Yontif. And also, Bechiluk Lechem Aparim, the 12 showbreads that were taken off on every Shabbos, so they were given normally to the Mishmar Haba and the Mishmar HaYotzei, so they were normally divided up between those two Mishmaros. The Gemara elsewhere discusses whether it was a 7-5 Chalukah, a 6-6 Chalukah. The Gemara discusses this elsewhere, but during the Shlosh Regalim, they divided them equally between all the Mishmaros. Then the Mishnah tells us that specifically on Shavuos, when you had an additional carbon of breads, Batzeres, on Shavuos, when you brought the Shnei Kivosim, the Kivsei Atzeres, they came with the Shtei HaLechem, so now there were other breads that needed to be brought. So Omer Lo, so the one who was in charge of dividing up the portions in the Beis HaMikdash, he told all the Kohanim from all the different Mishmaras, Helich Matzah, take some of the matzah. The Lechem Aponim was made purely out of non-chametz. And he also told them, Helich Chametz, the Shtei HaLechem, they were made out of chametz. So therefore, he told all the Kohanim, all the Mishmaros, take a little bit of each one of them. We don't say, okay, I'll take the chametz and you take the matzah. No. Each Mishmar was assigned and given a portion of both the Shtei HaLechem and of the Lechem Aponim. You didn't trade off and say, okay, I'll take a double portion of the Lechem upon him, you take a double portion of the Shtei HaLechem. Finally, the Mishnah concludes and says, Mishmar Shizmano Kavua, the Mishmar that was supposed to be working that week, they still got to do some of the Kavona specifically. They specifically, who makrev that Mishmar, would be makrev the Tmidim, the regular Korban Tamid in the morning, and the Korban Tamid in the afternoon, and the Darbin and the Davos, various sorts of voluntary offerings that were either specifically brought as a neder, I will bring this carbon or it is a dava. I owe a type of carbon. And Ushar Kabanu Sibur and the other Kabanu Sibur, Umakuris HaKol. And the Gemara will explain. Rashi tells us what exactly these last two things mean, Shar Kabanu Sibur and Makriv Es HaKol. Now we begin the Gemara. Gemara starts off and says, Emurei HaRegalim? Are you talking about that the Kohanim divided up the Emurim? The Emurim go on top of the Mizbeach. It's sacrifice to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There is no portion of the Emurim that goes to anybody. It's not eaten. So the Gemara says, Shogavoa Ninu, what are you talking about that it's divided above, amongst the Mishmaros? So Rav Chisda explains that's not what it's talking about. Rav Chisda, Emurim here doesn't mean the normal sacrificial fats. It means Masha Amur Barigolim. Those parts of the Korbanos that were said in the Torah that are given out to the Kohanim, those are the ones that are divided up during the Regalim. As Rashi says, Bechiluk Korbanos Ho'amurim Baregel haru'uyin l'hischalik, that are capable of being divided up. For example, kegon chazei v'shok, sholsha mi'chagiga, the parts that are given to the Kohanim from a korban shlomim, asha mi'chagiga, are the chazei and the shok, the breastbone and the right thigh. And therefore, that is given out to the Kohanim of all the different mishmaros. Also, the oros of the olos, the hides of the korban ola. Well, the korban ola is totally sacrificed, but the hide is not. And also, as well, you have the korban musafei tzibor, usiri chatas, which are eaten by the Kohanim. So that's what it's referring to, a murei haregolim, those that are said in the Torah to be brought on the regolim. Likewise, if a brayis tana rabbanon minayin shekolam mishmaros shavos be murei haregolim. How do we know? The brayis tells us that the 24 mishmaros divide up all the korbanos that are brought on the regolim. Because the pasuk says, Talmud Lomar, Uba b'chol avas nafsho. Now we're missing part of this pasuk. The pasuk really continues, El hamakom asher yivchar Hashem. So it then tells us in the next pasuk, V'sheires b'shem Hashem alokav, k'chol echav, halviyim omdim shom ufnei Hashem. So the combination of these two psukim, that comes to teach us that I might have thought, Yochol, that this is the way you should divide it up all year long, that all the mishmaros participate. Talmud Lomar notes as me'achad shorecha. The beginning of the pasuk, which we didn't read, the chiyavo halevi me'achad shorecha, and we darshan that me'achad shorecha to mean lo amarti ela b'shar shekol yisrael nichnasim b'shar echad. At the time when all of Klal Yisrael comes together, i.e. the shlosh regalim, that's when we go and divide these portions up amongst all the 24 mishmaros, but not on a regular week. Then we quote the Mishnah. It said, "Ubechiluk lechem apanim chule." We said that we divided up the lechem apanim also during the regalim amongst all the 24 mishmaros. So the Brice expands on this. Tana Rabbanan, minayin shekol mishmaros shavos bechiluk lechem apanim. How do we know? How do we know that during the shlosh regalim that we don't just say that the mishmar that is on that week or that's coming on the next week divide up the lechem apanim like a regular Shabbos? Where do we know that all the mishmaros divide up the lechem apanim on the regalim? So we turn to Nun Vav Omer Aleph, the last daf in this beautiful Masechta, and this is based upon the pasuk Talmud Lomar Chelek Kechelek Yochelu. The full pasuk is Chelek Kechelek Yochelu Levad Mimim Karav Alo Avos, and this teaches us Kechelek Avoda Kach Chelek Achila. Just like the Avoda is divided up, everybody in the 24 mishmaros is entitled to do some of the Avoda on the Shlosh Regalim. So too, the food is divided up. The chelik of the avoda is divided up, as is the chelik of the food. And how do we know that this means lechem upon him? Umay achila, what is the achila? If it was referring to the korbanos, ilem or korbanos. So we already learned that. Mehasim nafka, we had a different pasuk. It says, lakoen hamakrivosa lo siyah. So that is given to the one who does the avoda. The Kohen that does the Avod is entitled to bring, get the chazi and shok of that animal. So that's not divided up amongst all the 23 mishmaros. We divide up who gets to do that, but we don't divide up the individual portion. So therefore, when it talks about the achila, it says, Ella lechem upon him. It must be turning to the lechem upon him. This is a good break point. With this, we conclude today's shir.